Whatever it is you enjoy about the World of Warcraft, we have a challenge for you.
Adventure.
Crafted.
Murder.
Flowers.
This is the WoW Challenges Podcast. And here's your host, Lita.
Welcome to the WoW Challenges Podcast. This is episode 293. Today is Saturday, April 23rd, 2022, or Sunday 24th, if you're in Aussie land. I'm your host, Lita. Hi, joining me again this week are Niecy and Fair. There they are, right there. Hi, ladies. Welcome back.
Hello.
All right. So two weeks ago, we did the prediction show. And then I had a week off because of things and stuff. Easter. That's right. Hope everyone had a good Easter. And we're back. So on Tuesday for you guys, I think it was Wednesday morning for me, Blizzard announced the expansion, and so we're here to see were we right with our predictions. But first, before we get started, hi chat room, welcome. Who have we got here? We've got Rudd, we've got Tiber's here, congratulations Tiber, Zaya's here, Niecy's also in chat room, Chris is here, looks like we've got a lot of people, Paradin's here, I can see, Krazy is here, welcome, Stirs somewhere lurking, I'm sure, but welcome guys, hi, thank you for joining us, Chris is having Australian internet issues again. Fantastic. So she's on a phone. So I hope it comes through okay. All right. So I couldn't figure out how to do it, but I did make a little bingo card, which is about the best I could do because it's been a bit of a week. So we're going to play the Were We Right with our expansion predictions. So a couple of things of what we've got. Let me throw. So Blizzard themselves had this news up on their website, and they've also got a dedicated. Whoop, let's not do that later. That's not what I want to do. They have got a dedicated site for the new expansion. So, the new expansion, I think, ticks for all of us, really. We all said dragons, correct? I'm guessing?
Yes.
Okay. So, I'm going to mark off dragons on here. So, that was a... So we got that, and sorry guys, Australian internet is being a bit choppy today as well, it seems. Okay, so we also have got, we have got some Wowhead. So I've got lots of links for you guys if you want to check out the information on both Blizzard and Wowhead. okay. So, let's have a look at what we've got. So, Dragonflight is the next expansion. So, that's very exciting. Thoughts. Let's go through the thoughts of what you guys have of where... the information that came through. And obviously there's a lot of information. Some of it came out later than the actual release information from what I've seen. So I noticed there's been quite a few interviews done, chats done with various Blizzard WoW people, and some of the information seems to be coming from that, like extra information. But yeah, let's have a look at Fair. Your thoughts on what you found first up.
Okay, well, dragons, yay! Nice to be right about that, along with everybody else. The new zones look really nice, from what I can see. I'm really looking forward to exploring them, checking them all out. I like that they're saying that we'll be able to learn dragon riding, kind of from the beginning of our time in that zone, without a lot of hoops to jump through in terms of learning riding, like the previous expansions have sometimes done. Definitely glad for that. Sounds like fun, too. Dragon riding. We also saw in somebody's conversation or presentation that there will be some controls that one can adjust to account for people's propensity toward motion sickness.
Which that seems was one thing I was concerned about. So yeah, I was like, the vertigo people are not going to like this. But yeah, I didn't see all the interviews. So yeah, that's good. Good.
The thing I was excited, I mean, there's new races and there's old races that reappear. I was excited to see the Tuskar showing up again. I always liked those guys.
Yeah.
I really didn't expect to see that. It's really interesting. I'm looking forward to learning more about their culture. I guess they'll go into a little more depth. I wonder if they'll remember me. I mean, a lot of my characters got exalted, but maybe those were different Tuskar. I don't know. And one of the screenshots they had showed Tuskar riding an otter as a mount. I want one. I want.
Yes, well, I did see that there was thoughts that that might be the one that comes with the expansion. So,
that would be fun.
I'm
seeing that.
Kind of like, I'd be pretty happy with that. So, I guess we wait and see.
Let's see other things. One of the most intriguing things that I've read and exciting things potentially is the decision to include gray and white items for transmog. I mean, talk about a challenger's dream if that really comes through that way. Yes. I mean, my only little niggle in the back of my mind is I hope it lets you transmog starting with gray things or white things, and you don't have to already have a green equipped to start the whole transmog process.
I guess that's a TBD. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. We'll have to find out. Sounds like sooner rather than later we might find out. So,
which would be good.
It sounded like they're working on it. A lot of changes with professions, apparently. As a confirmed profession addict with working mans and pacifists, I'm interested in that. I'm a little concerned about some of the talk about it. Profession talents and special gear to be worn during them at some point. We'll have to see how that works out for challengers.
Yep.
I mean, hopefully we can just do basic professions without all the fancy stuff. Running afoul of rules. But I'm glad. I guess archaeology still is not a thing, by the way.
No.
That was a question on somebody's interview, and no, they're not doing archaeology again yet. So, okay. No new archaeology. Kind of my biggest concern, I mean, I got a lot of exciting things. My biggest concern is their revamp of skills and talent trees. I'm not sure they've separated it out in my mind about what skills you're going to actually just get and what will be points. I'm a little worried that they're going to give you something to get between 1 and 10, and then everything else is going to be points. But that's just my suspicious nature. We'll see how it works out.
Hmm.
Saw one question that included a phrase, we have to spend talent points to get our current abilities back. That was like a flashing thing in my head. I hope that's not true.
That'll be interesting. So, obviously...
Yeah, beta. Let's all get into beta and see.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I mean, the main thing is... one of the things that we discussed about the from the last show was we were after transmog. So that's coming, which is exciting. So I'm going to tick that off our list. So transmogging gear. Again, we need to wait and see how that's going to play out for challenge tunes. Hopefully it will be a thing. I think that there will be a lot of us pretty shattered if it's not going to come to the way that we would like it for challenge turns. But the main thing is, yay, they're finally doing something. So that is exciting. It takes place in Azeroth. That was another thing. We find Dragon Isles, which has been, what was it, like shrouded for 10,000 years, but we are going back to Azeroth as per se. So I was like, yay, we're happy about that. I know there was some information on Chromie, what was it, leveling and Chromie time changes. Did you read through that?
I saw something in passing that said that Chromie was going to do something where you'd be able to level anywhere like 10 to 60 or 1 to 60 or something.
Yeah.
So it looks like they might be adding in Shadowlands to Chromie.
Yes,
time.
That's what I read.
So therefore we're
after
not...
level 10. Yeah,
yeah. So we're not really resetting a timeline then, are we? So
no, so... didn't get that.
No, didn't get that. Now, there was no mention of bag space or bank tabs that I saw. So I don't know if you guys saw anything about that, but I didn't.
No, we did not.
I didn't see anything about that. There was there any mention of Khadgar?
Nope. We got Tuskar, though.
Tuskar. Chasing a power source. Guess what? We're not chasing a power source. So, you know, that's exciting for, obviously, for those of us with other tunes other than challenge tunes.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah, I think a lot of us are pretty okay with that. And hopefully that will come over into, you know, making things a bit maybe nicer for those challenge tunes that are, you know, heading up into that, you know, 60 to 70 bracket. So we are going to 70. So, you know, that'll be interesting to go from that. There was no mention of character slots that I heard, so that was disappointing.
Yeah, sadly, no, especially with the new race.
So it's a bit like, okay. We did get, and you know, that did really surprise me that there is a new race. Obviously, that's going to be something we will need to look at, because you're not starting at level one. You're coming in like the Death Knights and all that of old. You're coming into as a level 58. And that will...
It muddies the water a little bit as far as challengers go. We really have to get in there into beta and PTR and see what the actual deal is with them, because right now I don't think we've gotten enough information to really make a decision yet. And my biggest concern and question mark is since they did a dungeon to get off Exile Island, are they going to require it on the new race? That's a real big question mark. They may not, but the thought is sitting in the back of my mind of, well, they've done it once before now. So,
well, Exile...
we'll have to see.
Exile...
I mean, that was a little different, but...
was only more for beginners on whatever class race that you took through, so...
yeah, I'm just... I wonder, since it's a new class that nobody's had before, and it's a DPS heal hybrid, I do wonder if they might throw that in so people can get their feet under them when they go to take them in a dungeon, of how to play out.
I'm hoping not. Yeah. And I think they had mentioned that there was no prerequisite for you having to have a character at max level or whichever. So from what Ian had said, that it, you can make it like regardless. So whereas you know, back in the day, Death Knights, you had to have a character at, what was it, 55?
They were really restrictive. Like, you had to have a one character at least on your account at a certain level, and then you could only have one Death Knight on per server or something.
So they've certainly changed things around for that. But I guess, again, you know, they haven't given us a time frame of when the expansion is coming out.
They haven't even announced Outlaw yet.
So at this stage, because of that, there's no pre-orders happening because nobody knows exactly when. Beta opt-in, beta opt-in is up on Blizzard website for those that want to. I opted in last night, so I've sent my email through. I had to, you know, you've got to opt in, so I've done that.
Yeah,
if anyone wants to do it, please do that. Please also let me know if you're going to do that, because I'm thinking maybe we might do up a Google Doc and share that between everyone who's going to be doing some testing, so you can put the thoughts down in one place that we can all, you know, just have that one place to put some information. So anyone that's doing it,
to join the test team, please get in touch with us.
Yes, let us know, and we can go from there. Because having people testing, we can't test every single class and race and all of that. You know, there's no time for us to do that. So if there's any one of you out there that want to, you know, come on board and help, please send me a message, you know, let the mods know, tweet at us, whichever way. That would be fantastic. Okay, so before I go into more things from the bingo card, Nisi, let's talk about your thoughts on what was released, the announcement stuff. What has your thoughts been?
So, I'm definitely intrigued and, you know, curious about a lot of stuff. I don't really know what I was expecting, but it wasn't that. I will say I wasn't expecting a whole new island setup, and I really don't know what I thought was going to come, but I was like, okay. For me, it's too soon to make a definite, you know, yes or no. I'm just kind of floating in the middle at the moment. I'm like, okay, well, this could be very interesting. I've seen some things that I'm like, okay, that's nice, that's good. I do have a couple concerns with a couple of things they talked about. Number one, like the new race coming in, wasn't expecting a new race at all. That definitely surprised me. And it did surprise me that they basically kind of demon hunted them. So you can only be this and only be this, though. That's it. Yeah. So I was like, oh, that's interesting. Okay. Not exactly, you know, unheard of since it's a hero class, but, you know, still wasn't even expecting to get a new hero class. So that was interesting. We'll have to wait for beta for more information on that and testing, because things can change from between now and release. We've all been there. We've all seen that. But, you know, I do think that the changes coming into professions are good. I think that they'll definitely liven up professions a bit more. I'm definitely excited about the commission system that's going to be coming in, kind of like the auction house orders things. It's not going to be on auction house. It's going to be something similar. But
my regulars are so excited about that.
That looks interesting, and that does, definitely, yeah. You know, I think it gives those that don't, you know, necessarily raid all the time, or, you know, just want to craft stuff, something to do, shall we say. So I did like that. The talent trees coming back were kind of cool, to be perfectly honest, from a normal character's standpoint. I do miss that from way back yonder. So, because we could kind of, you know, tweak and put, oh, well, I don't want to put all the points into that. Let me do like 2 and 3. I don't know the exact way it's gonna work, because I only watched the main video. I didn't watch all the breakdown side stuff after it. I just haven't had time this week, so it might have already been covered and I just didn't catch it. But you know, I think it'll be interesting. I was surprised that they're doing 2, and that's kind of okay, interesting. The one thing that gave me a tiny concern was that they said, oh, you'll get a couple of talent point things for free, and I was like, does that count as a point placement? I don't know. So that's something that we'll have to look at from a challenger's perspective. I was just hearing all the things are like, oh, is that a problem? That's when they were talking. So and we'll have to look into it. We're still a long ways out. We'll see, and we'll adjust accordingly. But, you know, I think it's interesting. I do like that they said the zones are going to be big. Shadowlands was very cramped. And for me, at least, the zones felt very tight. Everybody was kind of clustered in tight. But it looks like they're going to be big, like Grizzly Hills big. So, or at least some of them. So I was like, oh, that's nice. Room to spread out and stretch out and not be on top of everybody else. I like that. That feels good for me as a bloodthirsty. I don't have to worry about other people being around me quite so much. So I did like that very much. I did like that they're bringing the Tuskars back in, since it's been so long since we've heard from them and interacted with them on a regular. And I did think it was kind of cute that they said, oh yeah, the Tuskars are going to be here, and Ratchet the Lich King Classic is coming also. So I kind of felt that was kind of a neat little cross reference between the two, because they showed up in Wrath.
Yeah,
and it'll be nice to interact with them again, because it's been so long, and they're just cute, and they're just, you know, they're not really fluffy, but to me they feel fluffy with their whiskers and stuff, and it'll just be nice to kind of chill out with them for a while. And I loved how the little glimpses that we got of the zone felt very much like their areas in Dragonblight. Just the small glimpses, but, you know, it kind of brought back the Wrath feelings for me a little bit, so I was like, oh, that's cute. But yeah, I just, you know, we'll see what happens. I don't have a definite, this is awesome, this is bad decision yet. I'm just kind of floating along and seeing how things go, trying not to see too much too soon. But, you know, we'll see how this plays out.
Exactly. All right, so Rod says that Ion said Khadgar will be joining us in the Dragon Isles, which...
Ooh, really? Interesting.
Which is... because I was trying to think. There's just been so much since the announcement going on that my brain is a bit like, hey.
I had to rewatch the reveal video like 3 times before stuff was kind of sinking in.
Yeah, it's not really sinking in for me yet. Yeah, that's the brain's a bit. So we're going to cross off Khadgar. So that's very exciting. All right. So there's no mecha anythings as far as I could tell. It's all dragons. So it's scales and things like that. So no mecha anything. So that's, we can cross that one off, because that was like, yay, Fair will be happy. As to bag slots, stacks, bank tabs, bigger bags, there wasn't really any mention of any of that. So I guess we wait and see. There's no mention of Scarlet Crusade, which I'm kind of a little bummed about. Light versus Void, not really. I would say no, because it's dragons coming together with, I guess, with both factions fighting the things against dragons. So I wouldn't really call that Light versus Void at all. So
Maybe not exactly, but it did sound like Rathian was going to be back in a part of this. So yeah. Maybe not so much as Void versus Light, but maybe some good versus evilness in there with the Black Dragon Flight. We'll have to see.
It might be the reason that Anduin might come back, because at the moment he's chilling in Erebos. So spoiler if you guys don't know. So the fact is, yes, Rathian's gonna play some will be in Dragonflight new expansion at some stage. So I'm guessing him and Rath
something there.
Those two, yeah, I'm sure. Anduin might want to punch him again. Just saying.
That would be fun.
That would be fun. Challenger friendly, I'm going to leave that as I don't know. So we're not going to cross off the Challenger friendly.
It looks promising. But
it
was
to be determined, yeah.
It is. So really, going by what we had, so we had 16 squares and we got 5. Which, you know what, that's not. So I don't know if you guys can see. I'm going to try and... That's the ones I've done the X through are the ones that we got. So in the grand scheme of things, you know what? 5 out of 16 for us isn't too bad. So, yay.
And it does sound like getting there will not be as much of a headache, because it sounds like we'll be able to just hop on a boat and get there. Although there was a little mention of the boats being close to each other and opposite factions go up on your boat and cause a ruckus with the guards on the boat. So pacifists might have to be a little bit careful, but, you know, it doesn't sound like it's going to be quite the headache as prior expansions have been.
They were saying war mode might be something some people want to try to get across. Obviously, we don't want that for a challenge turn, because that would be, you know, like bloodbath. That would be bloodbath, not bloodthirsty. So, we don't want to do that. So, look, my thoughts on it are... I'm excited. I'm very excited. Dragons. Who does not want to be a dragon or ride a dragon? Like, I'm still hunting, Timeless Proto Drake? How many? 15? 13 years? Oh, God damn that thing, I tell ya. So I am super excited about it. I'm hopeful. As I said, I've opted in for beta, so fingers crossed. Again, anyone who's going to do some beta testing and wants to do, you know, then when we get to PTR and all that, please let us know, because I will do up a joint Google Doc for all of us that are going to play around with some testing stuff. I'm a little wary would be another thing. Thinking back of what we looked at when we were testing for Shadowlands, you know, and the way that it turned out, because there was a lot of things that we were like, this is not good, you know, and when it went live and things have changed over the expansion... We've done pretty well with the challenges for Shadowlands. We're up to what? We've got 16 passes, 40
maybe
irons at max, 17 passes, because Tiber, you know, had dinged, I'm guessing, pushed it through Tiber. You know, how many bloods have we had? I'm going to say you can't remember. But
10?
10, yeah. Like, you know, the way that we were looking when we were doing the PTR and beta for Shadowlands, we were very, very concerned. So the fact is, we have done way better this expansion than we honestly thought, which is yay. Though, until things go live, and then as things go live and things get fixed, I guess we are always hopeful. We are also always wary. Talent systems, you know, we don't have talents. Like, we strip down. When it comes down to a challenger, they are stripped of as much as everything and make it as bare and as raw as a toon can be. So whatever changes are coming with the new systems, with the new things introduced, we'll have a look at it. But just look, when it comes to a challenge toon, just always think, is it as basic as I can get it? If you are unsure, then strip it back to as much as you can and go from there. That's like with testing, you know what I mean? So if you're unsure of how things look at when you get into testing, just strip them right back and go from there. So, but we'll talk more about that for summer, you know, once we get closer and once those that get into beta and want to do, you know, pass on some information, we would appreciate that. So yeah, so we will see. I always have my fingers crossed that we're going to have positive outcomes with things that will be challenger friendly, not challenger. Oh my God, look, we've got 100k, you know, toons, everyone's hitting max, no one's dying. That's not what a challenge is about. The challenge is a challenge. So, you know, but then we'd like to see a little bit of balance where we're not going, oh, well, I can't level anything. So, you know, so I'm hopeful that there will be a place for us in this new expansion, but time will tell. So yeah, let's all have our fingers crossed. Dragon lady, Azzy, is that me? I can be a dragon lady. And not in like a good way. Sometimes I can be a dragon. I breathe fire. I am Leo, so, you know, I do breathe fire at times. nice for Lita. The expansion will tell the story about the evolution of the Forsaken. Just go back to Death Knell. That's, you know, Brill, Tirisful. That's so many good things. What's the pussycat doing? Anyway. Everyone say hi to Cozzy somewhere around. Okay. Well, we are hopeful. We are hopeful. Oh, he's over on the bed. Okay. Sounded like he was here. Yes. Our weeks and wow. So let's have a look. What have we been doing? Fair.
Well, I haven't gotten that much done this week, but my Tauren Pacifist is level 55.
Nice.
Enjoying hunting for eggs in Bloodhoof Village, which surprisingly has a fair number of people running around it even at midnight my time.
Okay.
That surprised me. But anyway, there's plenty of eggs there. She's finding them. My Night Elf Hunter, Green Man, is level 53. Mm-hmm. And the scout for her is nearly 50, so she'll start doing her scouting things shortly. So
nice.
That I can start doing more adventurous things, hopefully, on the Green Man than just the standard world quests. Looking forward.
Cool. Okay, well done. 55 and 53. Awesome. Well done. Okay, and Nisi, what's she been up to?
Oh, I don't know. How long's it been? It's been like 2 weeks, right?
yes.
I missed a week between my back and my migraine, so I feel like I'm missing time this week. So
Chromie time! It's playing
yeah,
havoc.
You know? Mm-hmm. That's just gone. Mm. I've been bloodthirsty leveling, of course. What else do I do? I'm trying to get my mission done for every class max of the bloodthirsty. We've got 5 to go. Mm-hmm. There's a light at the end of this tunnel somewhere. And the shaman entered my leveling rotation again. So they're up to 41.
Mm-hmm.
I got my demon hunter up to 46 this week.
Nice.
Druid has just gotten their toes into the water out in Bastion. And they hit 51 at the moment. Their leveling's going a lot faster than the DK. I don't know why. They're both in tank spec. Maybe
really?
It's just because the druid's a couple levels lower than the DK.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Hmm.
Something interesting's happening there. But druid went pretty quick for Shadowlands. Let me preface that for Shadowlands.
Mm-hmm.
So they hit 51, and then the DK got up to 55.
Mm-hmm.
And that took me almost an entire day. I think that was probably a 8-hour session, I think, off and on throughout the day.
Yeah.
But I've also been working on something else in the background as much as I can. Have my leftover pacifist from the pacifist leveling contest that seemed like it was some time ago now. They were just sitting around collecting dust, and I was like, well, look, either level it or delete it at this point, because you haven't touched it.
Yeah.
So I started leveling it, and put Chromie time on, leveled till 50 out in Western Plaguelands,
mm-hmm.
and got to Shadowlands, and I don't remember what level they were the last time we talked, but I hit 60 about 1 a.m.
What?
So
they're
done.
Nice.
I can put them away. They're all done.
Nice. Wow. That's awesome. Hang on, I'm just making it.
Yeah, I was averaging about 2.5 hours a level just gathering in Bastion. And that was like with 3 bars of rested.
Yep. Wow. Excellent. Well, I did see that ding come through. So again, congratulations. That's awesome. You need to get me your write-up.
yeah, I'm working down the list. I am so behind still, you guys. I'm halfway through the backlog, so if you haven't seen your write-up pop up yet, maybe on Tuesday I'm gonna mm-hmm. have more time to try to bang out a few more, but I was sick this week, so I didn't get that much done.
Yes.
But I do have some information. I've already touched base with Tiber. We've already got that sorted.
Excellent.
We'll try to get a few more done on Monday or Tuesday, and we're getting caught up. I'm halfway through.
Yeah.
So soon if you haven't seen it pop up yet.
Again, you know, it's the website's been kind of offline with a lot of stuff due to the coding issues, etc. So there is backlog. You've got to expect that. And as I said, we're putting them up in the order that they've dinged, and that order, because it's the way that we do it, you know. So be patient. Working through lots of tunes, and it's not something that we like to just copy and paste and make a generic. We do try and make it, you know.
Try to get some input. You know, I know some of them might seem a little form-ish, but, you know, there's only so much that you can do with it. So I do try to let everybody, you know, put in a little bit of their own story to personalize it a bit. And, you know, we do like to hear from you guys, but, you know, do try to get back to me within a week once, mm-hmm. you know, we get your questions and figure out who you are, and because we can't always tell who belongs to who. So, you know, if you know you've dinged, be proactive. Reach out to us. Say, hey, that was my character, because we may not know that's you.
Yeah.
And it saves us some time playing forum tag or Discord tag trying to figure out who you are, because
mm-hmm.
we don't know who all is in the Discord or who was all on the forums and stuff.
Because
so,
if there's no response, if there's no response from the initial week, where then we're just going to post up a very basic congratulations, you dinged. Okay, so it's gonna be basic.
I did find out tonight, a few minutes ago, that the numbers on the pacifists might be off by one again. I will let you all know.
Okay.
Because there was a little thing. So somebody dropped off the list that we didn't know. I think everybody's actually right, but I have to look. I haven't had the time to do that.
Yeah, cool. All right, well, we will see. But yeah, certainly reach out if you've dinged and if you've not got a name that we might associate with you. And, you know, because some people don't do like a passy leader or a fair... something, you know what I mean, like this, it's just, or a soul, you know, like Nisi has. So so sometimes we look at the names and we're like, who's that?
Yeah, I will say this pacifist of mine didn't have soul in the name this time, because I had named them something different, so people didn't realize that I was in the contest.
I know, and I had forgotten that. So when it came through that you dinged, I'm like sitting there going, I should know who this is. And it took me and then I got the report and I was like, it's Nisi. That's right. So yeah, it took me like 5 minutes. I'm thinking, who are you? I should know. Yeah. So anyway, it's all good. Congratulations on your leveling. Oh, thank you. It seems like you're doing very, very well and getting through those bloodthirsties. That's certainly been a chore.
My sanity's hanging on there. I don't know how, but I mean, you know, the warrior's going to be the last one. That's just the way it worked out, because I'm trying to get about 5 levels between them now, so I won't be able to bring the warrior back in until next week.
Yeah,
but they're the one I'm the most nervous about, because they ain't got nothing, so we'll see how that goes. They've got victory rush, that's what they've got.
Yes.
Lots of food on that one.
Nice. Oh, I understand that, definitely. And again, congratulations on your pacifist. Thank you. That's awesome.
What did you do this week? I know you've done a couple of things, or at least something, in the past 2 weeks.
I did. I started my Iron Undead Warlock. So I've been streaming it over on my channel, which is... I was trying to play more. It's been IRL is just sometimes you just want to go, can you just stop just for a minute? I just want 5 minutes peace, but no. So anyway, I've managed to get her to level 12, which is very exciting. And you know, again, the nostalgia for me going through, because we're under Warlock, starting in Death Knell. I love that starting zone. It's just so much fun. Where in Brill, I'm trying to work out what I want to do, because I'm like having this whole, I've so, just been so used to just not having to think about anything and go pick flowers, because I've been leveling pacifists. Fair, this is your influence.
I corrupted you.
I love it. But coming back to... thank you, Chris. Thank you. Coming back to playing an Iron, because it has been a little while, has been thinking, like, what the hell am I doing? So at this stage, I can't remember. I think I left her in Brill. I think we're heading towards into Silver Pine, because I just love Silver Pine. But I mean, I can go anywhere, and going anywhere is such a big decision.
It's almost overwhelming.
It is. So we will see. I'm hoping to do some streaming later today. So we will hopefully get, you know, I'm not a fast leveler, guys. I never have been. I'm the whole, oh, shiny, let's go over there. As you should know, I do get slightly distracted, but, you know, I have fun. And I'm still getting back into an Iron Man, which I haven't done for quite some time. So to your house. So we will see how we go. But yeah.
I can just picture you running up to like the flowers and trying to pick them. You're like, why is it red? Why is it letting me pick the flower?
I know. I pass many like nodes and the flower, the herbs on. And it's just like, I should be allowed to pick things because I'm a cute warlock. I'm a cute undead warlock.
I will say, working on my druid this afternoon, I'm grinding in the same place where I was picking flowers on the pasty that dinged, and I'm like seeing flowers, and I'm like, there's not that many flowers out here today. And I was like, no, you're on a bloodthirsty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it gets a little, not confusing, but it does get, you get used to one thing, and then coming into, you know, something else is, you know, just getting your head back into it. But it's really, I'm enjoying it. So where I'm gonna go, I don't know, but at the moment I think Silver Pine is,
as well,
why not, you know. Again, I love the story, so I think that's the main thing. Maybe pop over to Barons, because again, Barons has got a lot of grindy quests. I don't mind a good grindy quest.
Yeah, just you watch out for Son of Argul or a ghoul in the Big Ettins, and you'll be fine.
Yeah, yeah. So we will see. But that's what I've been doing. All right. Well, let's get on to, where is my bumper? Let's play this one.
Breaking down news from the World of Warcraft.
All right, so we have got some congratulations, and look at this. I'm very lucky. I've got two of you right here with me, and we have got one in the chat room, so that's exciting. Fair, congratulations on your Iron Man 40th. You're our 40th.
Oh, wow. My little
Shadowlands.
All right.
Iron Man champion. 40. Wow. That's, you know, again, congratulations. Let me see if I can get this right, because you know I butcher the names all the time. Farrah Kiri?
Yeah, Farrah Kiri. Yep.
Kiri. Okay. That's close. That's close. I call that a win. Congratulations. That is fantastic. And to Nisi, who we know down in front is her pacifist. So 16th question mark, which is congratulations. That is amazing. And then right after we got the state of the challenges. So don't forget, if state of the challenges are being run an hour and a half before showtime. So 7:30 AM my time, guys, which is what, 5:30 Eastern?
Roughly, yeah. Because it was about 4:30 when I got the report, 4:35, something about there. So yeah, I'm an hour behind Eastern.
Yeah. So if you're leveling after that, it's not going to show. But because we did get a ding, we have included it this week. And that goes to Tiber, got his pacifist, which becomes, we think, our 17th Shadowlands pacifist champion. For Latana,
Lantana,
which is Tiber's tune. So, congratulations! Where's my little cheer? Hang on, let's do this. Did it play? I don't think it's playing.
I didn't hear it.
Let's try this one. I don't know. Anyway, I'm doing big fireworks and applause for you guys. So if it's not coming through on stream, apologies. I don't know why. So yeah. Okay. So again, congratulations. Well done. Who would have thought 40 irons, 17 pacifists.
I would have never thought 40, like,
wow,
a week before launch. There was no way.
Yeah, Yeah, exactly. Okay, so Nisi did get our noble garden right up on the website. Thank you, Nisi. There is the link to it directly if you want to check that out for your challenge tunes. So it wraps up on Monday, to technically tomorrow for me, you guys. Your Monday, so 2 days. So yeah, if you want to get some, you know, some free XP, free in quotation marks, you know, try, pop over and see. Obviously, if you're on a pacifist, please try not to go there at a busy time. Admittedly, and there is a new toy, I've forgotten what it's called, which I did
there
on...
There was two.
On Lita. There's two? I only saw one.
Yeah. There was a pouch of something that does the same thing.
That's
as
the new one?
The staff did that grew a flower. The name's escaping me, and I even wrote it. And there's another one that's a basket that mimics the quest item that you get, like, the little speed boost to run around with.
I thought that came in a couple of years ago.
That WoW had it listed as new this year.
Oh,
so,
okay.
I don't know.
All right. Okay. I better go double check because
I
need all the things, because when I looked, it said
they
I already
it an
had
agar
it.
Agar basket or something. And then something else with satchel or pouch or something.
Yeah. Anyway, so just remember, if you're taking a pacifist over, just be very conscious of other people around, because, you know, you don't want any prox kills or anything like that. So if you can take them at an outside time, admittedly, I've been over a couple of times and there was no one in Razor Hill when I was there, and I play on US silly time for you guys, so I would have been fine taking a passy over there, but you know, sometimes you don't have that option. Fair, did you say that you popped over there and it was quite busy at an off time?
I go to the one in Mulgore, mm-hmm. Blood Hoof Village. I wouldn't say quite busy, but seeing two or three people is busy for me. Mm. At midnight Pacific time.
Yeah.
So yeah, just... I never did it this year. I was gonna, but I didn't have the time.
Yeah.
Zaya said the one is from the quest. It's a toy now that you get, and the other one can be bought or a drop.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I'll have to double check, but I'm pretty sure I've got them. So cool, hey, yay! Because you know, it's a bit like I have to have all the things. I like all the things. All right, now what have we got? Volunteer Guard Day. This always pops up. What is it, just once a year or is it a couple times?
I think it's
year?
Once a year.
Once a day.
It might be twice a year at the most, but I think it's once a year.
Yeah, so Thursday the 28th, it's an all-day event. So we suggest, if you've got challenges around, avoid the major cities for the day, cuz it can get a little crazy, especially with, you know, again, in particular pacifists, if you've got people killing stuff, you know, there are, what do you call it, spawns.
Yeah, there's stuff spawning,
can,
you know, people are killing the spawns for the micro event, and,
yeah.
You know, if you get too close... We don't know the rhyme or reason to proc skills. They just seem to happen or they don't happen. So
yeah.
You're better off removing yourself from the situation altogether and avoiding it.
Exactly. And it's major cities. So
yes.
The normal cities should be fine. But the major ones, be very, very wary. Get your toons out of there if you need to. Now, there is no show next week. So here is the heads up. Dark Moon Fair will start on May 1st, which is my parents' 50th wedding anniversary. Hence why we are not here next week, because we will be in the process. It is their actual wedding anniversary. We will be having a lovely lunch with family and friends and get to celebrate that. So just a reminder, Dark Moon Fair is starting and I won't be here next week. Dealing with family and my parents. Yes. So that is exciting for us. But Dark Moon Fair is a good time to start a new challenge tune. Unless you're a bloodthirsty. Sorry. Unless it's a bloodthirsty. Yes. Yeah, exactly. No love for the bloods. Children's Week will then begin on May 2nd. All right. Runs for 1 week. We will do an updated blog post just in case, you know, things have changed, if they add things in. And, you know, we'll do Nisi will get sorted the updated blog post. So expect that probably the afternoon of the 2nd. Yeah. So if in doubt and you're not sure, then hang off. But Children's Week is only ever here for 1 week. It can be very good with getting some extra XP. Also, you know, if you're collecting extra pets and things, not that that's a big thing, but sometimes it's like a bonus because you're like, oh, well, I'll take this on my challenge tune and hey, I got extra pets. That's, you know, it's very exciting. So I always
I'm not anticipating anything different happening this week. Maybe when Dragon Isles comes in, they might add in a new orphan or something, but we don't know.
Need you so, know
nothing for that this week, would I'm not anticipating
that would be super cute, you know, like a little orphan. What are they, Drakthia?
Yeah, I think that's what they were.
That would be really cute, you know, like the little kids with the little cute little scales and fire.
What about the Tuskar, because they are bringing Tuskar children in. They showed the models of them. So
both.
That would be too cute. Yeah.
That would be really cute.
Who knows?
Cute.
I mean, we're speculating, of course, but, you know, that would be very cute for them.
Well,
we
speculate because we hope that it could be something that's challenger-friendly, which gives us more XP without having to, you know... Anyway, fingers crossed. We will see how that goes.
Yes.
All right. So there is obviously a lot of things going on with like world events and all that in the next couple of weeks. So please keep an eye on the website, etc. for that. We also want to remind people, you know, our wonderful team, especially Zaya, Rod, and Nap. Thank you, guys. Who are getting things moving and have got things moving with the coding. If you pop over to the website, you can add tunes. Teams are not ready. But, you know, they've been working very hard getting things sorted. So, you know, which is fantastic. But we also want to remind you, and this was a change that came through with Blizzard when they changed, what was it, California laws all changed, and therefore...
Yeah, they changed the California data-saving law or something.
Yes, so, and originally it was a reminder for characters in progress to log in once a month. Now, any tune that has actually dinged is frozen. Okay, is frozen to that.
They should be. If you don't see it on the site, please let us know.
Yes. But, however, if you're logging tunes, if you are progressing and leveling tunes and get a bit slack like me and forget to log in, look at please logging in at least once a month, okay? The guys are trying to run because Blizzard's API is for 28 days, all right? Once the 28 days, it drops off. So I know they're trying to work out and play around with some of that coding to make it easier for our code and the API to read each other and with the reports and all of that. But please remember, if you can log in, look, 2 weeks, don't have to log in every week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, no more than 4 weeks. Please just, you know, if you want to keep your tunes current and on the list, that is up to you to do. We have to comply with the rules for, otherwise, you know, they're going to turn around and take us down. And we do not want that, guys. So please, no. If you want your tune to stay on the list, you need to be logging into it regularly. I suggest at least 2 or 3 weeks, maximum up to the 4. Okay?
Now, if they onus drop is off, on we you. Can re-add them?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Just wanted to make sure that.
If they drop off, they should be able to be re-added, but the onus is on you to, you know,
make sure that you keep
make sure it's there. So please, again, reminder to do that if you need to. Okay, so we have got also Spreadshirt has another promo from the 3rd to the 5th of May. If you're interested, 15% off everything. Link will be on the website. And also, just again, reminder, no show next week, because it is my parents' 50th, which is, you know, it's a pretty big deal. So.
Yes,
so very exciting.
Quite the milestone.
It is very exciting. Okay, so this is the first time we've done this in quite some time. I'm very excited.
It feels funny.
I'm very excited. Ladies, are we ready? Because, you know, I think we kind of need a bit of a drum roll, because we've not had this. It feels like we've had this.
We need
this
a new bumper.
For no time. I know. I think we need to get some new bumpers. But anyway, let me do a little drum roll and we get to do State of the Challenges.
Yay!
So, Irons, let's go. Fair. Who have we got?
All right. At position number 10, Grim Lisa. This is level 24. Position 9. Do Not Buff Me. That's a good name. Level 25.
Love it.
Position 8, Hard Iron. Level 26, RIP. So sorry.
No.
Try again, I hope.
Yes.
Position 7, Calamity Jane. Level 26.
Great name. Love it.
Yeah, for sure. These good names. Mm. Position 6, Lano.
Mm-hmm.
I hope I've said that right. It has a little signal all over it. Oh, but mm-hmm. Anyway, level 30. Position 5, Iron Tunis, level 34. Position 4, Dorito Pug, level 42. That's great.
Yeah.
Position 3, Ash Steals,
mm-hmm.
level 50. Nice. Let's hope that's a rogue. Position 2, Varanair, level 57. And position 1 was my Furikiri, level 60.
Fantastic.
Very nice.
Very exciting. All right. Bloods, Nisi, who we got?
Okay. So in 6th this week, we have Misfit at level 21. 5th, we have Zaya Bingra.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, Zaya. I'm guessing. Level 24. 4th, Tidal Soul, level 41. 3rd, Soul Glaive, level 46. 2nd, Soul Survivor at level 51. And 1st for Bloods this week, My Bloody Soul at level 55.
Nice. Good to see that. Nisi. Oh, there's Zaya.
Yeah, like,
and someone else.
Nice.
Nice. That's always awesome. Okay, we have got Passies. Fair, who have we got?
Okay, 8th position. Passy to Heal. Heelf.
Mm-hmm.
Level 11. Position 7. Himbor, level 13. Nice to see some new Passies starting out.
Mm-hmm.
Position 6, Peacefulness. That's a good name. Level 37. Position 5. Excuse me. No Harm Done. Level 43. Position 4 is Zaya Pelly. level 44. Ferae, who is my Tauren pacifist druid, is 55 in position 3. Position 2, Lantana, level 60, and still in level 2. That's funny. 17th Passy. That's Tiber. Congratulations. And first position is Nisi's down in front, little gnome Passy. Congratulations, level 60.
Awesome. Look at that. We have two Passies this week. That's amazing. But look at that list, Fair. How exciting. Look at all the Passies.
It's wonderful.
It is wonderful.
I love seeing that there's new ones and higher ones. They're all over the place. It's great.
Yes, it is super exciting. All right, Nisi, if you want to take the tin and then the greens.
So we have one tin challenger this week, Iron Mason at level 13. But what's even more exciting is that we have Green Man challengers this week, you guys. The Green Man tracker is working. Yay! So in 7th this week, we have Gree Blood at level 11. We at 6th, we have Otacon?
Is that Taco?
I don't know, the trackers were working again.
I'm gonna say sure.
It might not be.
Taco?
But...
Sure, maybe? I don't know.
Maybe, we'll see. They're level 13. Fifth, we have Maidenless at level 17. Fourth, we have Gren Green, level 23. That's Mrs. Rock Guru, I believe.
Third,
we have Barak at level 23. Two, Celadon at level 51. And first this week for greens, Fair Lathana. There we go. Something like that.
Elathana.
Okay. Yeah. No, I can't pronounce anything. So
that's a hard one.
Oh, that's
the
awesome.
Dyslexia doesn't like that name.
That's wow. Greens. Well done. That
yes,
list
so
looks
nice to see greens up there again.
It is. And I'm going to do the working man. There was only one working man this week on the list, and it's. Seems like it's familiar. Because I know he's not been around a bit. I think he's still in the chat room. I think.
He was earlier.
Anyway, we have got one working man this week, and it is Work It Azzy.
Yes,
at level
back, Azzy.
16. This is exciting.
Make some companions for that.
Guys, working man's tracking again, so go get your working man on.
Don't tell me things like that, because I've been... Anyway, well done. Well done, everyone. And again, well done to our wonderful team. Zaya, Rod, Nap, like... State of the challenges. I thought we were not ever going to see it, but I honestly thought we were, it might not have come back. So the fact that this is amazing. You guys rock.
Yes, thank you.
Seriously rock.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. All right. This is a, if you've not guessed, this is a longer show than I anticipated. All right. Let's do the bomb part. Where is it?
This just in. It's Chit Chat.
And if anyone's, like, I miss Rogue Slayer all the time. And I hope maybe one day, I still live in hope that she will come back and play WoW. I know she's very busy with IRL and her and Julie and the house. If you like, go check her out. Her TikToks are fantastic. They're doing up the house. She's doing all sorts of things. And I just miss her being over here. So I love to hear her voice every, you know, week on the bombers. I just have to. So yeah. Jokes. We have some puns, some jokes. Fair. What's the first one?
Okay. What is a hungry dragon's favorite day of the week?
What is it?
Tuesday.
That was so cute. No, like, I just... That was so cute. How could we not? All right, Nisi, what else have we got?
Okay, what do the best dancing dragons train to compete in?
What is it?
A talent show.
I have too much fun trying to find stuff, I swear. Which means then I had to find one for me. Because, you know, why not? And dragons... We've got Dragonflight coming. Dragons are coming. It just made sense. All right, here we are. Why are dragons so amazing at making music? They really know their scales.
I love it. That's great.
It's so cute. So cute. I had to have that. All right. Tiber's got stolen joke of the week. Here we go. Every morning I get hit by the same bike. It's a vicious cycle. I should have heard that one.
I've never heard that one.
That's so cute. I love it. I love it. So true. So true, though. Vicious cycle. Thank you, Tiber. Thank you very much. All right. Do we have anything? And I don't think we have anything in the chat room we need to talk about. I think we've got everything. That looks like it.
Did.
Yeah. All right. Well, I think we can wrap things up. So, Nisi, do you want to do our thank yous for our Iron Elite, please?
Sure. So we would like to thank our Iron Elite supporters. You can become that through several different ways. You can check out on the website how to become a supporter. And you guys help us keep the show going, lights on, and all of that. So thank you very much to the following people. Alejandros, Awesome Trousers, Boz, Cell, Dave DeHooker, which his name may have changed again. Execute, Fair, Grand Negus, Chris W, Lauren Rimar, Lita, Mr. Bright 01, Mrs. Rock Guru, me, Rudd, Stir, Stone, Tiber, aka Tiber, Wenima, and Zaya.
Thank you, guys. Seriously, we do greatly appreciate your support, as well as we appreciate all support that we get, whether it is likes, retweets, you know, checking out the information, popping over, leveling your tunes, streaming your tunes, all of that stuff. We do greatly appreciate it. So thank you. I also want to say again, I know I say this every week, our mods, you guys are the best. Like, seriously, I cannot put it into words sometimes. So from Stir and myself, I have to say huge hugs and hearts to this bunch of amazing people. Awesome Trousers, Boz, Execute, Fair, Chris, Nisi, and Zaya. Thank you for all that you do behind the scenes, in front of the scenes, helping me. Because working, looking after sick parents, or like all of the things that sometimes it's so good that I don't have to be entirely focused on this, because I have to have my energies elsewhere. And I do appreciate what you guys do greatly. So thank you, thank you, thank you. Also to our code wardens, which is basically Zaya, Rudd, Nap. Like, cannot stress how wonderful it is to have things working and moving in such a forward motion with the site, with the coding. We've still got a ways to go. I'm trying to work through some WordPress stuff. Bear with me, because I'm not good at it, but you know,
well, WordPress can like die in
the
fire.
The whole thing is just, yeah. But anyway, with like, it's baby steps. So the fact is, we have got, you know, all of the base challenges and the solo stuff are working. Please go level. Please have fun with it. If you've got any questions, shoot us. the questions about, you know, so all of that stuff to the mods, tweet us, email us, any of those things.
If use your hashtag if you're tweeting about your challengers.
Yep.
Hashtag well challenges so we can see it. We can post. We can, you know, commiserate or congratulate.
Exactly.
All that stuff.
We have all of those stuff. So so certainly, you know, make use of that and have fun. Have fun with it. That's our main thing. And to you guys in the chat room, thanks for hanging out. Appreciate you giving of your time to come see me and these two fabulous ladies, and we talk about WoW challenges and talk about WoW and just have some fun. So do appreciate that. And anyone listening, thank you for listening. We do appreciate that as well. So again, I will be back on Saturday, May the 7th at 7 p.m. Eastern, because no show next week. Parents' 50th wedding anniversary. I have much to do. Did I mention that? Yes. We are going a little bit crazy with their cupcakes. They want cupcakes. Did I tell you that? Cupcakes. Too. Yeah. So I'm going to have some fun with that. But thank you very much, wonderful ladies, for joining me, Niecy and Fair. Thank you. Thank you for being here once again. Can you please tell everyone where they can find you and get in contact with you? Fair, where can we find you?
You'd find me on Discord as Fair.
Mm-hmm.
It's the easiest way to find me.
Pretty much. Exactly. Thank you for that, Niecy. All the things.
So I'm all over the place. Basically, Niecy BGN wherever. Twitch, Twitter, YouTube, Instagram,
email. Pretty much like Niecy
BGN at Gmail.
Yep. Pretty much.
And I'm on the WoW Challenges Discord as well. Niecy, phonetically spelled after it in parentheses, 4863 is my ID number.
Absolutely. And don't forget, you can find all of the things over at wowchallenges.com. Information for our Discord, Facebook, Twitch, Twitter, and the YouTube channels are all over there. You can check out episodes on things like Google Play, iTunes, Spotify, okay, Stitcher Radio, that kind of stuff. And if you've got any questions, if you've got any jokes, puns, make sure, you know, as family friendly as you can be. There are some really horrible jokes out there. I'm not going with them. Obviously that's subjective, but if I don't like it, I'm not going to read it. So I think that's fair. If I don't think it's appropriate for the show, I'm not going to read it. But if you've got some dragon ones, some cute World of Warcraft, some otter ones, what else? What do we call Tuscar are kind of walrusy?
Like, yeah, kind
of. I'm just thinking of, you know, looking forward to Dragonflight. If there's anything here, jokes, puns that you think would work with that, then please send them to podcast@wowchallenges.com, because I do love to hear from you guys. So any questions, any of that, please do that. Don't forget, you can find me all over the things. If I'm not Lita WoW, or Kim Loves, that's the whole thing. Like, I'm all over. Anyway, I have a list. It'll be there. If you want to find me, I'm doing the stuff. I'm going to stream my Iron Undead Warlock once I get the editing done. So hopefully, like, today at some stage, so that will be fun. And yes, so check that out if you want to. Last one, Fair, can you do that last thank you for me?
Yeah, we have another thank you, a very big thank you to Mr. Bright01 for our wonderful intro. You can find him on Discord at Mr. Bright01.
Absolutely. And again, we absolutely love that intro. It is so much fun. Makes me smile, which is good. The other thing that makes me smile is over there, I think. I think so. And a huge thank you to my husband, Execute. Thanks, babe, for helping me with the outro, which you will hear in a moment. I do appreciate him helping me with that. So, thank you, ladies, for today. Thank you for our predictions. You know, we didn't do too bad. 5 out of 16. I would, you know, I call that, yeah, that's not bad.
Hang on to it. Maybe they'll throw in some little extras by lunch, like more bag slots or something. You know?
Exactly. Oh, nice. I have it here, so I will file that in the, you know, we'll keep an eye. Maybe there are things, maybe they might say, hey, look, you can have some more bank tabs.
Yeah, you know, we'll keep that handy. Please? They don't give us everything at once, so
yes.
They'll hand feed us a little bit more as yes. we get closer.
More character slots.
At least five more, please.
Please would be really good. Really good. Not that we're all alcoholics over here. Okay.
Yeah, we are.
So, you know, it would be really, really good to have some more slots, because it gets a little bit sad when I've got to delete tunes that I don't, you know, it's not a nice feeling. So thank you, ladies, for again joining me today. I do appreciate that. Everyone stay safe, both in and out of game. Hope you have a great week, a great couple of weeks, and don't forget, I will be back on the 7th of May. 7th 8th, hang on, I've gone completely blank.
Seventh?
There we go. It's throwing time. Can you believe?
Seventh for us, 8th for you.
8th for me. That's it. Because I was like, doesn't make sense. That's right. 7th for you guys, 8th for me. So I will be back then. So please have a great couple weeks. All right, ladies, say goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Bye, all. Stay well.
Bye, guys.
The WoW Challenges podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Leta, copyright 2022. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. Music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod at Incomputech.com, as well as from bensound.com. No copyright infringement is intended.